I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, and welcome to Friday's edition of Chocolate City Radio with your girl, Chalk Mommy. Now, let me back that up. Welcome to Chocolate City and Hood Environment Radio, Friday edition with your girl, Chalk Mommy. That sounds better. Tonight is like we don't have any guests later. We was going to have Riker, but he's in the studio. And he wants to be able to give me his undivided attention because this is going to be a good subject. So he's going to be back on Tuesday so we can have part two. So what I decided to do was to have a topic on, have you ever lied to your mate and told them that they satisfy you? Now, I don't care why you did it. We all have our reasons for lying. But I'd be wanting to know how many people do. I have done it because sometimes I don't want to hurt people's feelings. I don't want to be a bitch or anything like that. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And I see Jazzy is on the line. I'm getting ready to bring her in. And then before we get into the topic, I'm going to play a few songs. Hi, Jazzy.
Hey, girl. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just chilling. You know what? I think some kind of bug has bitten me.
It's that time of year. I heard those spiders and stuff are, like, running rampant.
Girl, bye. I'm talking about, I think it might be a love bug. I don't know.
Oh, my bad.
You know, I ain't gonna
I ain't gonna divulge too much, but I've just been coming down with so many different symptoms. Like, wow.
Nice.
I wouldn't know.
It seems like you would, but another story for another day.
Yes. So, you know, we always have one topic, but we always jump to some other shit. And you know me, I always gotta voice my fucking opinion on something, and I don't care if people like it or not. So, Evelyn filed for divorce against Chad, right? And
Okay. She's
like, she's taking a stand on domestic violence. Now, this is funny coming from a female that inflicted 75% of the violence that was on the reality show NBA Wives on season 4. So would you take her serious, like, knowing that she was hopping on tables, throwing bottles and plates at bitches, trying to get it popping, telling them every time she see them, she gonna beat their ass and they not about their life. Now, would you take somebody serious about domestic violence after seeing them act like that?
Now, I don't necessarily think that she had any cause to really act that way, but, I mean, it doesn't mean that she wasn't a victim. So, she may have been acting like that towards the other NBA wives because, you know, she felt like she needed to feel better than someone else. Like, it's just like the kids, at school, right? One kid to get bullied by other kids at school, and so then he goes someplace else and starts bullying another kid.
You have to look at, I'm not buying that. My thing is, you can't initiate violence on one end and then turn around and be like, I'm the victim of something else. Because then people are going to look at you like, okay, what did you do to cause that? Because of her behavior.
I agree with you there. I'm not saying, and again, I'm just, you know, I'm playing devil's advocate here. I can see both sides of the spectrum,
we don't want you to play fucking devil's advocate for nothing. Play instigator for some, hot, rough, ragged sex. You know, like, you know what? I was talking to my friend the other day, and we was talking about
Chica?
We was talking about DMX, right?
You was talking to Chica?
My friend.
You wasn't having a one-on-one? Oh, okay.
Nah, and, you know, the one thing, aside from his prayers on his song, his album, the one thing that I will always remember X for, aside from being, a trill-ass crackhead, is the scene in Belly when he threw a girl, how he fucked her. Like, I want that in my life. Have you seen Belly?
Of course I have. That's like a hood classic.
Oh, girl. Like, I just need somebody to just beat it up like that one good time. I just need somebody to fuck like DMX fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh.
Keisha got it. She got it.
Man. Do you know what kind of man? If I found a man to fuck me like that, I would never have to lie. I would never have to be like, ooh, your dick was so good last night. I came so hard, and I would never have to lie about that.
Well, I'm bad. Like, one thing people can always say, about me is that my emotions are always written across my face. So if someone makes me really happy, they'll know because they can see my facial expressions. But then also if there's something that happens where, like, I'm perfect, even though I don't notice it, I'm not conscious of it, people always tell me that, like, I do not hide my emotions well. So I know that wouldn't work out well for me telling a lie about how he put it down in the bedroom. I've had some not so great before, okay? I rolled my eyes in the middle of the transaction. Like, I've literally, rolled my eyes. Like, I'm really upset. I put some unnecessary miles on this thing. I really feel like I should get a do-over.
Oh, wow. The only thing I can say to that is, girl, that's it. Damn. A do-over. Nah, see, I don't be wanting a do-over.
That, right?
I don't be wanting a do-over because for me, once that first, like, no, that's why I be telling dudes, like, when y'all great, fuck a chick for the first time, go ahead and jack your dick before you get there. Go ahead and get that first nut out the way.
But the thing is, sometimes it's not even about the dude coming fast. It's just about the sex being whack in general. Because he may laugh, but it doesn't mean that he's, like, doing the right thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course. But, you know, to me, it's like if they go ahead and bust that nut, it's not that added pressure of, like, what if in the back of their mind, like, what if I do this or what if I you know, have an accident and do some dumb shit. Like, for me, I know that when I come, it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? So, they can have whack dick, right? But once they make me come, and I know you can testify to this. I don't know. But for females, when we come, it's like, for me, I feel like my orgasm was my protector. Because have you noticed, like, once you bust that big, you know, we bust little nuts or whatever, but once you bust that big one, that, like, that one right there, have you noticed how you feel fucking everything?
Yeah, it's like you're emotionally, you're, like, so drained after
No,
your body is so sensitive to everything.
Yeah,
like,
I'm emotionally drained for shit. It's just that physically, I feel everything. So his dick could have been small in the beginning, but after I come, that little dick be hitting everything. I'm like, shit.
It definitely heightens all of your senses after that's done. Like, very sensitive to the touch.
Yeah, and then I ain't gonna say a lot of times, but most of the times, after I do catch that big one, like, as I'm catching my nut, I'm losing interest with the fluid that's coming out. So, like, once I'm done, I want that motherfucker off of me.
I'm not like that.
I am. I'm a selfish fucker at times, girl. Be like, get the fuck off me. Like, I don't want this. I was like, oh, I gotta go.
Yeah, I'm not like that. Like, I like the after effect.
Like, the holding and the cuddling?
Yeah, I'm all about all of that.
I mean, for some people, yes, but you can't cuddle with everybody. You can't keep everybody around like that. You know what I mean?
So,
like,
I guess that's probably, like, the difference for me. Like, I can't say that I've ever just really had, like, cut buddies. So, for me, it's always kind of been that, like, that intimate moment, you know?
I mean, I guess. But I'm trying not to be so manly. And, you know, try to be, like, girly and, like, all cuddly and affectionate and stuff like that. That's why I feel like I'm in the situation that I'm in right now. You know what I mean? That's why I feel like, you know, I got caught out there a little bit because all these years.
And you know what? It's nothing wrong with that. To each its own, you know? Everyone's perspective of what it should be like is different, you know? And it just means that you need to find the person that pleases you the way you want to be pleased. Because that's the thing, like, these dudes are like that because some chicks like what it is that they offer. So everybody just has to find the one. So don't lie to that person about it. Let them move on to the next one so you can move on to the next one.
On to the next. I'm on to the next. I'm on.
still. I don't know. It just depends. It just depends. You know what I mean? I'm going to go ahead and take a pause and play some mainstream music today. Pick Keisha Cole or Future.
Yay.
Which one?
Keisha Cole. I love Keisha Cole.
Girl, I know, right? That chick can sing her ass off. So here we go with her newest one, Enough of No Love, featuring Lil Wayne. It's coming, girl. I'm on YouTube. Oh, damn. Really? This is not my fault. By no means. Really? Nah, guys,
we're going to be all right. It's Friday. All
right. Okay, I got to get past this fucking advertisement. You know who is sexy? T.I. Okay, here comes a song.
Over clumsy. Always tripping over nothing. That other bitch is just that other bitch. I give her space and give you the mothership. We can't let her tell on what we built. I told you if you ride or die, then I'll be your seatbelt. In sickness and in health, a rich poor, not say rich. But love is a bitch, and bitches ain't shit. And I'm riding with a girl named Keisha. Smoking on Keisha.
A very soulful voice, like you can just tell she sings with a lot of passion, you know.
Oh gosh, you know what, see, you gonna make me see, this was like this was one of my favorite songs, right? And guys, like this, man, this is gonna be like one of them. I'm like a little fucking sissy tonight, right? Because while I'm doing this show, I'm posting pictures on Instagram, tweeting, and every damn thing gets at the same damn time.
Multitasker, that's what's up.
Yes, but this song right here is dedicated to my special friend. So shut up. I don't want to hear no comments out of you.
I'm going to be quiet then. Okay.
I ain't even gonna tell you what the song is. You just gonna hear it. As soon as it come up. Oh, damn. But it's a Keisha Cole song. Oh, hello.
I'm ready. I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
It's coming. Like I need to be. Hold on.
There you go, cutting up. It's too early. We haven't even really gotten to the show yet. You acting up. The light on this.
I got my hands where my eyes can see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
bad. What the fuck? Oh, that was skipping too bad. I don't know what the fuck that was. Oh, I see Big Crip is on the phone, and he probably bullying somebody at the same damn time. I'm riding around and I'm Crippin'. Hello?
What's cracking, Charlotte?
Oh, my God. It's my future best man.
It hurts me.
What you doing?
No, I'm in the studio. I just called to this track. I was supposed to call you last week, but some shit came up. You know what I'm saying? Some things happened. You know what I'm saying? But right now, I'm in the studio right now. About to soon get ready to go to this party.
I know. It's
Hey, Big Crip.
What's cracking, Shelby?
It's Pick's birthday, right?
Nah, it's my party. It's my birthday party.
Oh, Big shout out to Big Crip. Big
yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Good looking, Charlotte.
Happy birthday to you.
Good looking, Charlotte. When your ASC, they come up next week or something?
Huh?
Now you on Delilah?
Dahlia? Oh, she not on. She got some things going on, so she can't call in today.
So who, shorty, who's singing the happy C-Day to me? Who that is?
That was Jazzy, but I was singing
around. Oh, what's cracking, Jazzy? That's the dildo one with all the dildos?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. What's cracking, Jazzy?
Hi. I'm mad that that's how I'm known around here. Like, oh, that's the dildo chick? Oh, her. Oh, okay.
At least they know you got something. I mean, hey. Shit. He might be trying to, you know. He got two situations. He might be trying to buy his girl some dick for when he on the road.
That sounds about right. I'm with it.
It hurts me. Well, it's cracking with y'all, man. How y'all is?
We doing good. You know, I'm feeling a little, you know, emotional. A little, you know, I got a little friend that I like and, you know. You know how that go.
Oh, for sure, for sure. He's spent on the dick.
Her panties are wet. You know.
Fuck all y'all.
Oh, okay.
My panties is not wet. Not yet.
That's crazy, man.
So tell me about this damn party.
Yeah, it's going on tonight at Cascade. You heard me out here in Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to start probably like 2 hours and shit. We're going to OD, videotape it, and bug out, basically.
Man, I'm so mad. I should have been there. Oh, my God.
Hey, you always saying that. You missing video shoots. You missing parties. You might miss the next video shoot, man. You going to miss everything.
But you know what? If you tell me and give me notice, then, you know, I might can plan some shit out.
But you said you was coming out this week anyway. That's why I ain't saying nothing. You said you go.
Because I had to register for school and I got some family problems going on.
Oh, okay, so, okay.
Yeah, so, and then my daughter's birthday is fucking, it's Sunday. So I'm just like, man.
How she is? That's the one's my friend on Facebook?
Yeah, she good. She good. I think she's going to turn herself in on Monday to go do her little 20 days and shit like that.
She a Leo, too?
Yeah, she crazy.
You already know. Nah, man, we ain't crazy. Tell her happy C that you heard me. I don't even remember her name, man, on Facebook. Tell her hit me up, man.
Alicia. But why y'all not crazy? What y'all call it?
Why we so what? Crazy?
Yeah.
I ain't crazy. I'm a nice nigga. You heard me. A little bit.
Leos are crazy. Virgos are crazy. All of y'all are whacked up.
What you is? What you is?
I'm a Pisces.
You talking crazy. You even crazy. Y'all attitude bugged out. That nigga's super psycho, man.
Nah, not at all. book,
yes,
Your Gentle Lover.
Yeah, y'all crazy, man. Have attitude, swing up on people. Y'all crazy. Y'all bipolar, man.
Nah, not at all. We'll love you until you do. You have to really do something to make us, like, totally turn left on you. But we'll love you up until then.
Nah, y'all crazy.
Get
y'all
your
crazy,
Zodiac
light. Y'all, hey, y'all bossy. Y'all like to run things.
I am bossy. I have heard that I'm a brat on many occasions. But that's okay, though, because I give as much as I expect to be given to me, so.
Whatever y'all say, man. You bossy, man. Y'all like to run everything.
But, I mean, isn't that good when it comes time to fuck, though?
Say what?
Ain't that good?
Yeah, he likes it like that. I can tell.
I ain't never smashed no Pisces, girl. I don't think so. I don't remember. I don't remember. Pisces, what that is? That's like the last week of February? For March what?
March. I'm a March baby.
I don't know. I don't know everybody's birthday. I don't know. Probably did. I don't remember.
Well, let me just say, if you fucked a Pisces, you'd remember, because she'd have been the best damn lover you ever had.
Stop it. Hell no.
I'm just saying, we're water signs by nature, right? So, probably means that's why our pussy stays extra wet.
Sure, I don't know.
So what about Aquarius?
Well, what month is that? What month is that?
February.
February and what? That's like a business. Oh, is that they got to do with January?
Yeah, January to February.
From what part of January? From the, like, when?
Shit.
Bitch, I need you to go ahead and look up the zodiac signs while you asking all of these questions.
No, because I know, because my shorty born in January, one of them born in January, so I know she born Jesse January 13, you feel me?
Look at here.
Did you say one of your shorties? Wait.
Yeah, I got two girls.
Oh, okay. And they're okay
and
with that?
And he's talking at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they know about each other.
Know,
I don't cheat, man. I don't cheat. You feel me? I keep it real.
You don't cheat? You just have two girlfriends?
I was cheating. They know about each other. They know each other. They chill each other. Everything. They might, matter of fact, they might be on the party tonight together. You heard me?
For real?
Oh, okay. No, I'm
yeah.
No, I'm asking. I'm trying to see how that life is about.
Man, that's the good life. The big love life. That's the crip life. You heard me?
I mean, you know, that is the big love life. I'm not even mad at that, as a matter of fact. But, yeah, okay.
Wow. You know what, Crip? I don't know what to say. Like, could I stay in a house with two men? Could I have two dicks in the house or fuck with two dicks and they know about each other and be cool and be like, yo, we just gonna share that pussy. You get it the night, send the ass over tomorrow night. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, I don't know. I'm gonna have to experiment with that.
How does that work, though, Big Crip? I'm thoroughly intrigued at this particular point. Like, do they alternate nights? Like, is there, like,
a number one
and number two? Or
Yeah. We do it like that. Like, 3 days out from one, 3 days for the other one, and the next, like, see, 7 days.
And the seventh day you rest? Like, that's the Sabbath?
Yeah, the other day I rest, I'm chilling. I'm just chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Does everybody live in the same house? Like, y'all just...
No, I got three different spots, so...
So
but
you got your house, and then you stay at her house, and then you stay at her house. But she doesn't get mad when you at the other house, because she knows that those are not her 3 days?
Yeah.
You must got some good dick.
He got the dick
has to be, like, hella amazing. But even still, like, I'm thinking if the dick is that good, I really wouldn't want to share. I'd be trying to figure out how do I off the other bitch. Like,
they be fighting sometimes. Sometimes they'll talk to each other for like 6 months and shit, and they get jealous and shit, but it's all gravy, you know? Life goes on. They know what it is.
Now, Crip, I'm curious. Okay, because you 6'4"?
Yeah, I'm 6'4".
And you about 220, 230?
Yeah.
You wear a size 11, 12 shoe?
Yeah, you already know.
So, you
just put the dick up in them, and they just like, okay, whatever you want to do, big daddy, I just, whatever you want to do. Okay, you go ahead to her house.
There you go, great, you like that, you heard me. But it's, I can't have no third one, though. There'll be problems.
Oh, they set those ground rules, like, hell no, nigga. We don't
have
One of them said I can have another one, but the other one said no, so they be arguing about that, so I can't get no more, so it's two.
I mean, but when would you have time? I mean, like, you know what,
the new chick would only get the one day, Chop.
Yeah, you get the one day.
The new chick only gets the one day because she's on a trial basis.
Yeah, something like that.
The other women have to approve her first. Like, no, we don't
like this. Crip, do you drink a lot of Gatorade to replenish all the fluids you put out?
Yeah, but I'm Jamaican, you feel me? So, you know, Irish mosh and all that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you just give them that rough dick. You just like...
Yeah, you know I'm Jamaican, so, you know, better than bully you, dick.
I think he must belong to the same club Stevie J belonged to.
Hey, all I'm saying
is... Nah, Stevie J's a cheater and he a dickhead. He do dumb shit. Don't fuck...
No. What I mean by...
He said, I fuck both my bitches and they know I am not a cheater.
Yeah.
Baby.
Your dick is good. That bitches just be like, however they get in and fit in, that's how they do.
Oh, all right, then you can say something like that then.
Oh, yeah, that's what we talking about.
So
now, what do you do when you want to settle down? Do you settle down with both of them?
I am settled down with both of them. I've been with one for like, 10 years? And I've been with the other one 6 years.
Damn.
6, 7 years.
So... Are you just gonna marry them both, or like how does that work?
I mean, if the only way it could work if I go to just a state with one or something like that, I'll go to Jamaica with one and the other one. They do want both of them to marry them, but I mean, gay for both of them though. They ask me to marry them. Yeah.
Hell no.
So you brought both of them rings. They both have on a ring.
They both got a ring, but they asked to marry me though.
They said, you know what, I'm going to just buy.
Huh?
I'm going to just buy my ring because I want you to marry me. Please, baby.
No. I bought
their
ring, but they asked me. They asked me, though. They're
okay.
Like, yo, you marry
Big
me.
Crib,
so
please,
I want to go
marry
buy the
me.
Ring.
Please, Big Crib, please marry me because the dick is just so good. I just. Please. Or did they ask you together? Did they double team you? Like,
no, they asked me different times. But they asked me different times. One asked me September 13th, the other one asked me October 9th.
So they got together
damn,
and thought shit like, okay, bitch,
damn.
If he tell me yes, then you going to ask him next because he going to tell
say
you
what?
Yes. I said they plotted that. Like one said, okay, I'm going to ask, and then right after I ask, and you going to wait, and then you going to ask.
I don't know, man. It just happened.
Because they get along, I'm assuming.
Yeah, they get along, but right now they beefing right now. They mad at each other, so I don't know, man. I don't get in their business. That's their business.
Oh, my God. Don't you think you need to find out if they're going to the club at the party?
Oh, nah, they're going to be good tonight, but you know what I'm saying? They're just mad because I think they're feeling kind of jealous and shit right now. But they do that every year, though.
Every year they go through a beef. How about
every year
they probably woke
like
up
two,
and realize
months.
That they're sharing the dick. I'm a
Yeah, and they don't want it, but what are they going to do?
So
you know what
let
saying?
Me just say that I could never date you, although you sound very tantalizing. I'm very intrigued by your attributes. But I could never date you because it would never work. Because if you fucked me, right, and the dick was as great as I'm assuming it probably is, right, I'd be mad as a motherfucker. Like, I'd be pissed off laying on my bed, legs shaking, bed sheets wet, coming on myself. Mad that you're about to get up and give it to the next bitch.
I
would
I
be
mean,
thoroughly
I heard that before
upset.
2 years, man. I heard that before, man, but hey. Yeah, let me say that, but hey.
Damn, I swear. Only in New York and Brooklyn do they do that fuck shit. You try that shit in North Carolina, you getting your ass beat up. Why
are you talking crazy? I had a North Carolina girl out there a long time ago, man, before I mean, same situation. You talking about, man?
She must have been.
But she lived in Charlotte, though.
That explains it. Bitches in Charlotte are thirsty. They'll take what they can get.
Say what?
Bitches in Charlotte are thirsty. They'll take whatever they can get.
Oh, so I don't know. I don't know nothing about that. I know, you heard me.
Mm-hmm. It seems like you get a lot. You heard me. Go around.
Say what?
Seems like you always going around fucking 2-3 bitches at the same damn time. You heard?
Yo, you heard my song. Everything I say in my song is real. Like I said, I ain't no rapper. Everything I do talk about, real.
I'm shocked.
I'm pissed off. I feel like, first of all, I feel like perhaps maybe I should just, like, I don't know. I'm a little bit upset. Can you find,
what?
Like, a monogamous version of you?
Oh, well, a settled down version?
I mean,
I settled down, but, I am settled down, though. What, you talking about me with one girl?
Yeah.
I'm saying, can you find a monogamous version? Can you clone yourself and make him a one-woman man?
Oh, all right.
And
you want
send him my way. Tell him to call me for the show.
The only person I know is Coochie Gucci Crip. You heard me.
I'll be damned if I'm sharing the backyard with me, the next chick, and maybe number three, and now we got to get together and figure out what nights I could get some dick. Damn that. If I want you to eat my pussy right now, I'm going to need you to get down there and eat my pussy right now. I don't need you to be like, it's really her turn. Fuck that. Not unless we both in the bed together waiting for you to come home. Other than that, it's not even an option.
I mean, I also do that too, but you know what I'm saying? Stuff going crazy. So I should do something like that in a few, though. We still have everybody in one spot and all that. But I got to settle some things first. You feel me?
So do they get together and play
say
while
what?
You're away? Do they get together and play with each other while you're away?
When I'm not around, probably they do. I don't know what they do. It don't matter as long as they doing nobody else.
So they can play with each other? So when you're not, so on your seventh day, so say, for example, if I was number two or even number one, whichever one, because the seventh day belongs just to you, right? So if
yeah.
I'm one of them and my pussy gets wet on day number seven, but that's not really my day, can I knock on her door and be like, my pussy is wet, so I feel like you should just eat me. Is that acceptable? Is that cool? Or is that cheating? Because not.
Well, with somebody else, hold on, shorty, go, hold on. I gotta do this phone call, hold on. Yo, it's cracking, cuz. Yo,
I need him not to be gangbanging on the telephone.
Thing, man.
Man, yeah. Like that, cuz,
yo,
like.
Yo, get that, little goody. Yeah,
nah.
Sir. Yo, I'll call you for a minute.
I just couldn't.
How much? For five, right?
Oh, my gosh.
For five, right? Yo, just call me when you get in the look, because it's so cool to be the original.
Do we do shit like right. this?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, back to conversation.
Well,
you trying
to? I'm listening. Tell me. So can she walk to the next one's house and be like, hey, you know?
The two girls fuck
really
each other?
Horny. Yeah. Can they get
yeah, they can
each
do
other?
That's not cheating. They can do that as a family. They can't go fuck with nobody else.
So what if one used a strap on the other one? Could she do that? Is that she like what if she just fucked the dog shit out of the other
one? They can
like,
do whatever they want with each other. As long as it ain't no other nigga, nobody else come from their urgent.
So what if they fucked another bitch though? Is that unacceptable?
Nah, then I gotta be up in that, your urgent. I gotta be up in that. Ain't none of that going around without me in there. That's cheating.
So that is cheating.
How do I don't get another girl in a relationship without telling me yours me, and without me getting some? So that's like me saying I'm gonna go play with another girl. That's cheating, right?
That is female.
It don't matter. Cheating is cheating though.
But you get to stick your dick in two sets of pussy. Why can't they?
Yo, but they decided to deal with that. I decide I can't deal with that. So if I can't get no anal fun, if I can't really take it.
So how did this happen? Because one you was with for 10 years, the other one you was with for 6 years. How did this come about? Did you tell the one that you was with for 10 years first before you started fucking with the other one? Hey, I think you should bring another girl into this. Before you fucked her? Or did you just try the other bitch first and then you was like, okay, I'm not cheating anymore. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to be with both of y'all. Y'all just got to deal with it?
Nah, I've been telling her, yo, I'm going to get a short yours. And then she said, whatever, you find a girl. That's when I was like, all right, cuz, but I ain't never find shorty by the way. And after I laid on, I saw shorty, I was like, yo, it's cracking, yo, I got shorty. Man, after she talking and hollering at me, she said she liked the cuz, whatever. And I was like, yo, I got a shorty, though, you feel me? And she's like, you for real? And she said, oh, I like that, you kept the funky off the trip. I like, yo, you cuz, you gonna meet her, whatever. This is how she looked, blah, 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 and met each other, and it was there from there. And then I went to jail a couple years after that. They stuck around, whatever, and they stuck around for all that, so they've been with me ever since.
So both of them came up there to visit your ass at the same damn time.
At the same damn time, you heard me. She keeps me bugging. Yeah.
Damn. You know what, Crip? When I grow up, I want to be just like you.
No, I mean, you don't want to be like me because I get in a lot of crazy trouble, you feel me? I think they probably do it because they know I'll be in the streets and they probably just worried something happens to me. I don't know. You never know.
You a big boy, and I mean big boy. You can handle yourself.
Yeah, I could. You're me.
I'm warning. You so good. You're so good. Like, for real. Now, I got a question for you. Is Pick a whore? Because you're a reformed whore. You know what I mean?
How am I a reformed whore? I'm not a whore. How am I a whore? Because I don't do like that.
Reformed, meaning you're no longer a whore. You're a settled
man. I was never a whore, though. How was I a whore?
Okay, so what's the most...
Have you ever cheated on your girlfriend in the 10 years?
Nah, I don't cheat, man.
You had to.
You've never cheated.
Nah, for what?
So when you met the girl...
You a lying-ass mofo. I don't even know you that well, and I don't believe you.
Yeah, because...
No, man, I don't need a lie.
Okay, so when you met the new shorty, the one that was the 6 years, you told 10 years when you met her, like, yo, I met this chick and I want to fuck her.
Yeah, so just like that. No, because I told the woman I was with 10 years, we was already dating for like 6 years or 5 years or some shit like that. You heard me? And then I been told her, y'all want to fuck another shorty. I been one of them, let's get a threesome thing or whatever. And she said, nah, I ain't get this, you get a girl. And I told her, I want 10 kids. You feel me? So she said, I ain't giving you no damn 10 kids. You better go find another girl to give them 10 kids. I'll give you probably 4 or 5. You gotta get the fuck some rest. I was like, all right. So then I told her, you go find the girl. And she's like, nah, nigga, you go find the girl. So it took me 9 years before I found the shorty. You feel me? I've been looking for a shorty, but I ain't never seen her. You know what I'm saying? And then I wasn't really only looking for shorties. I was always in the streets, going to Florida, hitting up different states and all that shit, you dig? So that's how that rolled. You know what I'm saying? I was going to different states. And then I found a shorty when I came back to New York. You feel me? And then that's how that go. I told shorty, yo, I found me a shorty. She's like, yeah, let me see it, blah, blah, blah. And then you just looked up like that. You heard me?
Do y'all just like go out to events together? Like,
I take all the kids. We all go out to like movies and shit like that.
Y'all got kids too? Like every.
I got 2 stepkids. She got 2 kids and my 2 kids. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, you have 2 kids outside of the 2 of them?
Nah, I got 2 kids with my baby mom.
Okay, so
you've
got 2 kids
with
the one from 10 years?
Yeah, and then my other sister already had 2 kids already.
So you have 4 kids.
Yeah, I got 4 kids. So I got like, what, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I got 6 more to go. Yeah, hit my 10. Yeah.
But you already have. Yeah. Okay. I mean, what's good for the goose, good for the gander. I guess it's working. I guess, you know, you're about that life.
Yeah, it's working, but it's not working because now that I'm doing music, one of them said they going to leave because they don't want me to come to a rapper. They think I'm going to be fucking all this shit up. Are you crazy, cuz? I got two girls. I don't mess with that for those goopy bitches. You crazy, cuz?
Wow.
Hey. Yeah, they worry about me.
So you're saying that even as becoming an entertainer, you have desire to step outside and... Because, you know, they're going to come, right? There's going to be
I got bitches out here right now who think they may be coming after me right now. I don't really fuck with them. These girls out here right now be liking the cuz, but they already know the deal. And some of them said it, too. I told them, yeah, I got two girls right in trying to see. And some of them be like, I don't care. I'll be number three. That's what they be saying. You know what I'm saying? But I'll be like, you crazy, cuz.
I think this is like a whole show by itself, Chop. I don't know how you feel, but you made me speechless. Like, there's nothing I can really say because you can't be mad. Like, and that's the thing. Like, well, so testament to what you said. That's kind of like the same thing we were talking about the last show, Chop, where it's like. Don't lie to me. Don't keep it a secret from me. If you want to go ahead and do something else, sit me down and talk to me about it because you never really know what I might be with. Like, you never know. I might shock your mind and be down with it. And a great example is Big Crip. He told his chick, hey, I really want to get another chick. I want to bring her into this relationship on a permanent basis. And she was with it. And they've been together 10 years. He's been with the other chick 6 years, like, they're doing the damn thing, awkwardly, but they doing it, and they're making it work, so, the fact that you have kids, how does that work out, like, how do the kids feel about the fact that they know you're with mommy 3 days out the week, but then you go to her house 3 days out the week, and all the kids are supposed to play and just be happy?
They all good with it, you know, great, don't get that baby. So they don't know, my daughter 10 years old, my son 4, and they all gravy with it. They call her auntie, whatever, you know what I'm saying? They gravy with it.
Wow.
They watch my kids, they're explaining things, my shorty, the other shorty watch the kid, my little ones, you know, my young baby mom's day, when I gotta go do something. Oh, if both of them lives locked up, if one couldn't go, one will go watch the kids. One comes go visit me. They switch up like that. Yeah.
Wow. That's some real shit right there.
Yeah,
Because I don't even know if I could do that.
Huh?
I'm too selfish. That's what I'm saying. Like, so shout out to those women. Clearly, they're not selfish asses. Like I would be. That would never, ever, ever work for me. So,
she said that too. You said that too, man. That's why I said you said that too. But when you get in the bedroom, it'll be a totally different story. Your whole mind changed. You're going to catch feelings later on. You say, hey, I heard it before. Trust me.
Well, I'm saying that because, I mean, it would never happen. I don't know. I mean, I've been in some situations throughout my lifetime. I've had some, I'm currently getting some amazing dick. And I know that the dick is so good, I don't want to share. I don't have the desire to share it with anybody else. Now, a threesome is different, right? Because we'll bring the bitch home, we'll fuck her real good, and then send her about her way. You know, but... I don't really know how I feel about having a person. Now, it's different if he said I could get a girlfriend. That would be totally different, right? Because then I'd even let him play with her on occasion from time to time.
See, now you're sexist.
I'm sexist?
Now you're sexist, see? You can do it, but he can't do it.
But he can play with her from time to time, so it benefits everybody.
Yeah, it does.
Now, you see? You could do it, but he can't do it. All right. See what he's talking about?
I'm just saying it's a mutual benefit. okay, so if I get myself a chick, he could play with her. We could play with her together. You know what I'm saying? I might let her suck him off. There's no telling what could happen, right? We bring her home, we whatever. But, like, I couldn't see him just having a whole nother relationship with someone different because I'm a very, like, I need for you to be in tune with me. I need you to tell me you love me and mean it. I need for you to love me more than you love any other woman. I need for you to tell me, you know what I'm saying? Oh, we're together. Fuck that. We're together. Like, I'm the queen bee. And that's just what it is. I'm not trying to pencil you in. I don't need you to make a calendar reminder for what days you're supposed to be fucking me. No, I'm a greedy ass bitch. If I want some dick on a Sunday, damn it, I'm gonna need dick on a Sunday. You can't tell me I'm only having Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Fuck that.
Insane. Stuff happens. It can happen still. Yours, man. It's all greedy.
Well, you know what? You gonna have to find a Jazz, one of your homies that's really nice that can give her the attention that she demands and requires.
Yeah, I'm going to find somebody for your earliness.
Hell, the club is going to be packed tonight. You can start.
Wait,
there.
This is not the Jazzy matchmaking session here now, people. I'm get my own dick now. Just saying.
Oh, yes, that we're just giving you some options.
I'm needy.
Use a needy chick, so we got to make sure he can handle that.
Yeah, I'm going to hook up. Don't worry. I'm going to hook up with something. You're with me. Cuz, what's coming out? Was you ready to get dressed?
I'm about to get dressed in
there. Yeah, I'm waiting for Cuz to come get me so I can get dressed.
Where you going? You
got to
go.
I'm in the hood, cuz. I'm going down the block to change my clothes and get dressed. My outfit ready, cuz. I'm going to be crazy tonight, boy. They don't be like, hey, boy.
Listen,
hello?
He's crunking. I'm
going to
need to see some pictures on Instagram.
I got pictures on Instagram. You see my stuff on Instagram?
No, I'm talking about I'm going to need pictures tonight.
Oh, okay. Oh, now we're doing a video. We're going on work. We're going to shoot a video and all that.
Okay, but I still need to see pictures on Instagram so I can like them. You know, I can't be there in person. But I can be there in spirit and like your pictures.
For sure, for sure.
I support the home team.
You already know.
Yeah, I support the home team. I've been going in. I done posted 8 pictures on Instagram today.
Yeah, I saw them.
It's like, I like
all great.
Where he got it looking like Bruce Willis is looking at my picture and shit. That one is hot. And then the one where it's like a ball and all these squares. And I titled it, I Know the Squares That Are in My Circle.
Sure.
You know, so hey, shit fake about me or the motherfuckers I have around me because I'm always around myself. So... it's like, if you fake to yourself, you just need to go kill yourself. So, my question is, who night is it tonight?
I'm both of them. Oh, I don't know. I might get tricked. It might be both of them tonight. Hold on, alright, Charlie? Hold on.
Yo, oh, he's good.
Go ahead,
he is good. You know what? I think on my birthday,
so come check me on my birthday right coming right now. Be out of the studio. My youth. But, yo, I'm going to go over and change everything first. All right, so I'll check you after me. After. My youth. So, London. What are they going to do?
Man, let me go ahead and play my song. Turn off the lights.
All right. But y'all, yeah, y'all, submit to me get rid of me already. You know, I'm going to get rid of it.
All right, I'm gonna do it.
Okay, I'm green play. Turn on the lights. It's coming. Everything is delayed tonight. Damn.
I'm
we have another song coming. It's coming up. Damn it. Sorry for the delay.
It's a simple little word, one that y'all have already heard. Spell it L-O-V-E. L-O-V-E. It's a word from the heart. Know what's trending, girl, plays a part. Spell it L-O-V-E. L-O-V-E. You paint a picture from a word. That's what I heard. It started from the way you move. And then I'm turning. Can't hear the winner inside. Now you got a nigga open like a soul in the center. Got the beauty of the brain, you a coaster. I really like your style. Red bottom heels, swagger to skin. You got the club on fire, but you're such a victim. Like, hey, I got the hand to hold. Open my heart to know you. Give me the chance to show you what L-O-V-E. It's a simple little word, one that y'all have already heard.
My money's up, drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation. ambition, street intuition. I had my Jesus piece dipped in water by a Christian. Only child, my mama's stomach, I've been to all the kicking. I wanna say, fuck my dad, but I ain't going against him. Kinda got his ways, but brought up how my mama raised. Now I gotta walk up in the club till every dollar's paid. Here's VIP style, bring them bottles by the casing. Yeah, I bring them freak style, swear to God Madonna came. And I got a pizza route, move them pies how they came. But niggas, they don't get the picture, that just mean they out of frame. She hated when I dropped the top, guess it's just a hair thing. Bitch, I'm on my last gig, I'm trying to race an airplane. Yeah, they ain't living how I'm living, they don't get it how I get it. They still tripping that I'm crippin', huh? They ain't shouting what I'm shouting, they ain't talking what I'm talking, they ain't bout it. Let's go. Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation. La la da day. Cut your body, shoddy spray. Ay. John Gotti ways. I am the modern day. Ay. And by the way, every day's a holiday. Ay. You had the game. You can say goodbye today. Ay. If you can front it, I can dump it. If I cop it, you gon' front me when I'm wanting. Man, there's nothing, huh? If you ain't ballin', you ain't bossin'. They on defense, I'm on offense, and the only nigga scoring. Yeah. And by the way, I should shotty, not a K. Ay. But I said it backwards. I really should have said a AK. La la da day. Get the fuck up out of my way. And by the way, I'm back, nigga. Fuck what they say. See, I was tired of getting spoon fed. I had to brush the hate off me with a broom head. I had to take 10 steps back and lose bread. Come back and take the whole loaf. This is motivation. Authentic niggas, put the dummies up. My money never went down, let's say my money's up. Drink a fifth of brandy, no Monica. My money Jewish now, I'm celebrating Hanukkah. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. It's a celebration. This is motivation.
My music break and whatchamacallit is gone and getting ready for his party. That's gonna be crazy at the end of the night.
Big Crip had me all discombobulated. I fumbled my phone, hung up on you, and some more stuff.
I'm just like tripping because that is going to be a crazy ass night. Like, for real. Because at the end of the night, who in the fuck are you going to go home with? And if they already beefing, they not about to fuck with each other and you.
On a birthday? Like, on your birthday night, how do you choose? Like,
he going to take the nigga way out. It's going to be like, both.
Oh, must be nice. Must be nice.
Man, I don't even think I want them problems. Because, like, when you see more than one person on special occasions, they're going to want their time.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, no matter how you do it, you know, like, oh, it's your birthday, I got plans for you, Valentine's Day. The only day that you really wouldn't have to worry about that is I'm sure you're going to have different anniversary dates. Because it would be fucking crazy to be seeing 2-3 people and you started seeing all the motherfuckers on the same day. Now, that would be some shit. That would be some good shit, though. Because how would you get out of that?
I guess you really don't have to finagle your way out of anything, because I guess it's just like what he said. It's not like he's cheating, because they're both well aware, and they've agreed to be in this thing, so they have some sort of compromise. It's okay. Just like the show Big Love, I guess. You know, it's like on that particular show or whatever, it's like every now and again the wives had a spat, but for the most part they really worked together, and they essentially loved each other as well as like loving their husband, you know?
I mean, yes, but you know, my thing is, like, I don't know.
Real quick, just want to give a shout out to @loveandbeloved, my newest follower, who is tuning in right now to the show tonight for the first time. I hope I didn't shock her mind. So shout out to her.
Yeah, you shocked the mind. I didn't know that you did.
I think I shot somebody else's mind too. Oh, the couple that we had on the other night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they probably learned some things about me from listening to the show that they didn't know before. So I think they probably heard another side of me that they have never heard before. So, yeah.
But my thing is, like, wow. This listening to this show for the first time will shock anybody. Especially if you catch us on a good night.
Well, yeah, because this show definitely does not keep all the good girl secrets. Like, this show brings all the naughtiness out. Like, all the things that you, in the back of your mind, thought about one day maybe possibly doing, this show brings to the forefront.
Yeah, it does. It gives you an escape to be a freak. It gives you an escape to be a big freak.
So I missed the exit with Big Crip. I guess he had to go and hold down with both of the wifeys.
Yeah, he was
good. How you engaged the two chicks, though, boy? Whoo, that got to be some good dick.
Man, I'm telling you, he got some Stevie J dick. He got to.
And they like, girl, that's my man. That's my husband. Oh, I can't wait till he's my husband because we engaged to be married.
I'm like, girl, bye. Miss me with that bullshit. Like, who does that?
I guess some people do, huh? I guess he said he really about that life.
I mean, I guess, but, damn. Oh, Big Tone in the building. Oh, shit. Holla at a play when you see him on the street. Hey.
What's up, ladies? How y'all doing?
We're doing fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. Just chilling. I know I'm on a late check-in tonight.
It's okay. I had a question for you.
Go ahead, shoot.
Could you be in a relationship with two women? Could you be in a relationship with a dick and she had another man? She was fucking you and him?
I mean, I've been in a relationship with a woman that was married.
Nah, I mean, she in a relationship with y'all.
Tom, you a homewrecker, Tom? Say it ain't so.
I'm not no homewrecker. They come to me talking about, you got a girl, and I'll be like, no. I'll be like, what's good with you? They'd be like, I'm married, but I'm unhappy. So what do I
and
do?
And so
in
you
that
say,
situation?
Well, girl, I'm just gonna give you this good dick, make you forget all about your
exactly. That's exactly what she do when she wanna get her mind right. She come and see daddy.
Tom, you a home wrecker, Tom? Oh, say it ain't so.
Ain't no home wrecker. If someone do what he gotta do, she won't have to step out. And that's what and that's and it's vice versa with guys.
Oh, man.
You know. I ain't got nothing to do with going on in their household. I'm single, so if shorty want to come holler, we come holler. She know what it is. I already told her. I said it could be nothing more than what it is because you married. So she know what it is when she come over. Ain't no going out to eat. Ain't no dating.
You just give her the business and send her about her business?
Send her back home to her husband to watch The Notebook.
Tom, why you sound like a lyric? You sound like a verse from a rap song. I just got to think about what rap song that is. But that came out of a rap song, Tom.
It did come out of a rap song, but I'm using that to what, you know, that's what he says in a rap song. But that's what it be, though. She comes over. She comes and chill for a couple of hours. We do what we do. And she goes back home to her husband. Goes right to sleep.
Wait, Tom, did you just say it takes you a couple of hours to pop that off? Did you?
Well, it's not that it takes a couple of hours, but, you know, she's one of those that she's like, I don't be wanting to let her go.
Because the pussy that good?
Yeah, the pussy that good.
Oh, shit, we should bring Pinky on here. The pussy that good.
The pussy is that good. Nah, I ain't going to fuck. The pussy
good.
Is that good. Yep.
Wow.
The pussy be that good. I be trying to get her to spend the night, but she can't.
But don't that bother you, knowing that you, like, number two, can never have her for a whole
time? I mean, is it the fact that it bothers me that I'm number two, but I know my role because she put it out there from jump. You know what I'm saying? So, I knew from jump that she got a husband. I know that she's married. She with somebody. So it was up to me to be like, all right, Tone, do you want to deal with this or do you want to leave it alone? And me being a man, I'm like, well, let me see what she about. So
is that what men do? Like, not all men do that, Tone. Some men be like, nah, you might need to work that out with your husband.
I would say if you ask 10 men, 7 of them will engage. You understand what I'm saying?
Let me just say, if the boo acts, okay, so if I'm dating a dude, and my dude, as a matter of fact, I think I have somebody on Twitter going through this situation right now because I see her tweets related to this. So if you're in a situation and we're together, we're in this thing that's called a committed relationship, right? So whether
right.
your bridge is girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, fiance, whatever the case may be, cat, dog, mouse, whatever, right?
Right.
If you're in this committed thing, why cheat? Like, you know what? Shout out to Big Crit. Maybe he's the man because he was like, okay, bitches, I'm not going to cheat on either one of y'all. I'm just going to fuck both of y'all. Y'all going to get along. We going to have some kids. We're going to get together for a barbecue and some more shit. Y'all going to stay in the gym, look right, so that when I bring both y'all asses out at the same time, you know what I'm saying? It all kind of goes
together. Yeah, but that shit don't really work. That's more like pimping right there. You know what I'm saying? That just ain't no one man going to be able to. That shit with Stevie J, that shit don't work in real life. Trust and believe. I know guys who.
Big Crit said it worked. Big Crip said,
"What he said
I'm
is
on my
he's
way
one,
right now.
He's Big one Crip out of how many men? Like I said, he's got it. But he's got it on a pimp level. You can't and the chicks that accept that are stupid because any real woman is not gonna let a guy string her along in another relationship with another woman and she gonna be cool with it."
I mean, I don't think so. He said he doesn't cheat. I mean, he seems like he's real respectable when it comes to these chicks. Like, he made it very known, hey, I've been with one for 10 years. I've been with the other one for 6 years. I don't mess with any other women aside from my women. These are my chicks. I don't cheat. I'm not a cheater. You know what
but
I'm saying?
You ask him, but did you? But how's he not a cheater if he's messing with, if he's in a relationship with two different
because
women?
I guess they're in a group relationship. They have an understanding. And
so
he made it very clear, right, Chad? Because we asked him, like, so how does this go with other women? He do say he's not a cheater. He doesn't sleep with other women, so.
So that's an open relationship, and both women know about each other?
Both women know about each other.
But
they
that's
probably be planning a family reunion and shit together. You know, talking about braiding each
a
other's hair and shit.
That goes under an open relationship slash swinging. There's no woman is gonna deal with a real relationship like that. Trust and believe. Like, I mean, there's some woman that might be like, yeah, I know he got other women, whatever the case may be. All right, fine. But I mean, let me ask you this: if a guy came, if I came to you, you was my girl, and I came to you and be like, yo, I want you to meet somebody. I want you to meet a friend of mine, and it's another woman. How would you feel about that?
I don't know. It depends on if she's a bad bitch or not, Tone. I might just
say,
bring her to the crib.
Like that. I understand what you're saying, but my thing is, you know, I see that you like getting down like that or whatever, but ain't too many women going to sit there and be like, oh, word, that's her friend? Oh, all right. Ain't too many women, whether she's a bad bitch or not, ain't too many women, if I'm in a relationship with a girl, with a woman, ain't no way I'm going to be like, oh, I want to introduce a friend of mine and there's another female. First thing they're going
to
be like,
now,
you
again,
at?
I did say that if the dick is that good, I am not willing to share it in a relationship. I couldn't do that anyway just for the sake that my nerves are bad. Okay, I have bad nerves. So
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
I don't get along that well with women in close proximity anyway. So if I had to be around her ass 7 days out of the week because we're sharing a man, that would be the pits. Like, I couldn't do it. I'd be ready to slap a bitch. Like, it would just be all bad, man.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, though. Like, it's like, you know, in a relationship, if it's just a friend, if it's just like a homeboy of yours that y'all fuck every now and again, and he'd be like, yo, I want you to meet a friend of mine, and it's a homeboy, and it's a homegirl is, and you'd be like, you know what, she mad pretty, oh, so what's good? All right, that's understandable. But you're not going to be in a committed relationship with a guy. Because vice versa, if I was in a committed relationship with a female, and she kind of be like, yo, I want you to be the friend of mine, and it's a dude, I'm going to feel some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be like, yo, fuck you want me to meet him for? Well, what you got playing? Because I'm a Scorpio. We're very possessive. We don't share.
So I have to say it, Tom. So how does that work if you're in a committed relationship and you bring in one of your other friends?
But I'm not going to do that, though. If I'm committed to a woman, I'm committed to her and her only. I'm not. I was telling a friend of mine earlier today, we was talking, so she was like, so where do I stand? She asked me, where does she stand? And I told her, I said, you know, you in the rotation. And she was like, well, I'm in the rotation. She was like, that's it? I said, nah, there's steps to it. I said, you know, I got friends. I said, you know, I got friends that I deal with, that I hang out with. I got homegirls. I got regular friends. And then I got that one wifey. But the wifey position is open. I ain't got no wifey. But when I fill that position.
Wait. Run down your positions again. What positions
I got homegirls that are just, we're just homies. Then I got dating females that we date, and it's about whatever could pop off. And then I got a wifey position, but there's nobody in the wifey position, though. Because if I fill that wifey position, then the date...
What about your other position?
Get shut
down.
What
about that position?
Huh?
What about your other position?
What other position?
You know what position.
What, the dating position?
Nah, nigga, not that position. The other position.
The wifey position? The homie position?
No. I'm talking about the position that involves some hella lockjaw position.
Some hella lockjaw or the good head position?
No.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you was getting some ass. I don't know.
He said the good head position.
Oh, yeah. That one.
On a good head position, there's a select few in that. Ain't too many women out here giving good head.
Clearly. So, do you bring, okay, so I'm just, sorry, child. I'm sorry. I try not to do it. But then he called in, so I got to do it. I got to ask.
I mean, you can ask whatever you want, sweetheart. I'm here.
I know, and I love you for that because, you know what, you're a real-ass dude. You don't fake the funk. Like, you don't curse me out afterwards. So, you're a real-ass dude. That's why I fuck with you, but.
Dude, thank you.
Question. So, if you have this wifey position open, then you have all of these positions. Like, okay, so do you introduce to one of these other positions, like, you know, let's try this out. Like, how does that go? Because, okay, so you getting head, right, in the whip, right, in the torch,
right,
license plate number 5. No, I'm just joking. So, okay, so you get head in this whip, right, and from this person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you bring that person around,
nah,
like one of your
that's
chicks
another,
and be like,
that's another world. That's another world. That's an underworld of mine. That's an underworld of mine, but I shared it with y'all. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
on the national airwaves.
Right, I understand that. That's not a problem, but it's been it's an underworld. What that was
go ahead.
You try to put words in my mouth now. But what I'm saying
no,
is...
No, you said it wasn't over. You said it was so good, I had to double back twice.
I did go back twice, but that's been a long time now. That's been about almost a year.
2 weeks doesn't
a
count.
Year and a
yesterday
half.
Doesn't count.
Nah, I'm saying... That's an underworld. That's something totally. That's totally separate. You know what I'm saying? I've only told maybe two females of mine that I've actually told them, yo, this is what I engaged in, and they was like,
but now,
oh, okay.
Like probably hundreds of thousands of other women now know. Go ahead.
That's fine, but you know the chances of me meeting the other hundreds of thousands of women will probably never happen. Only ones that matter is the ones that are in my circle. You know what I'm saying? And you and Chuck. Because y'all in my circle, even though we never met in person, but we talk through Twitter and we talk on here, whatever. So I consider y'all, you know, like within the circle because you know about, I call them a few times or whatever, depending on who listens, who don't listen, who follows, you know, y'all on Twitter or whatever the case may be. But I'm saying as far as like women that I deal with on an everyday basis, is only maybe a couple that know about it. Because you can't tell everybody, you know what I'm saying, especially people who are close to you in your neighborhood and stuff. You know what I'm saying? The reason why that is because, you know, people tend to use stuff like that and try to blackmail you. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if I feel like I want to tell them, I tell them. If I don't tell them, I don't tell them, and that's that. You know?
Is it because you secretly feel like you're doing something wrong?
It's not that I secretly feel like I'm doing something wrong, but, you know, when I think about it, I'm like, I know it's like I shouldn't be going that route. You know what I'm saying? I'm not supposed to go that route. I'm going against religion. You know what I'm saying? But I guess it's more of an adrenaline rush. It's more of something that I shouldn't be doing, but I get turned on by doing it. You understand what I'm saying? It's like it's like a taboo,
I see
like a
secretly
Pandora's
like
box.
Dick tone. I'm trying to tell you, man. Go ahead.
Nah, it's not even about that. I mean, it's not even about that. It's just something. It's like back in the days when your mother said you couldn't have that cookie, but you ran and got the cookie. You know you shouldn't.
Nigga, that's different.
No, it's not different.
That is
it's
not the same.
Drugs. Because
the ramifications is not the same.
Because now,
getting
the
cookie
know what,
out
though?
The cookie jar.
Now,
getting the cookie
know,
out the cookie jar and sticking your dick in the cookie jar, two different things. If I stick my hand in the cookie jar and I take a bite, nobody gets their feelings hurt. Nothing else happens to any of the other cookies in the jar. I just gained a few extra pounds.
Now, but you know what, though? If getting head in the whip by that person, right? Now, mind you, one time I was getting head in a whip from a homegirl of mine, and the cops ran up on us. And they turned on the lights, and they made me get out my car. They was like, what are you doing? I'm like, we're just talking. They knew what the fuck I was doing, though. And it's 11 o'clock at night. I'm on a dark block with my lights off, windows up. Fuck you think I'm doing? Get my dicks up. You know what I'm saying? But,
that
you know,
chorus be popping, boy.
But my thing is now, if it was with that other person and I would have got caught, if the cops would have ran up on me, now how would that look? You know what I'm saying? Now, I know in the back of my mind, you know, like, you know, I can't get caught out there like that. You know what I'm saying?
But I thought that person looked just like this other person would look.
It would look exactly like the other person. You know, so but now they go and ID this person, and they be like, wait a minute, okay, this is what the ID say, but you don't look like the ID though. What the fuck is going on here? You know what I'm saying? So it's really more of an adrenaline. Like I said, it's really more of an adrenaline rush. Like, but I'm saying, like, it's not something that I do. Like, okay, on an average day. All right, I'm going to go see this one person. That's just been something like, you know, it's like a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. It's really what it is.
All right, I'm going to let you escape tonight because you're not the topic of conversation tonight. So you get a pass from me.
Okay. You throwing it like Montana tonight? You throwing me a pass?
I'm going to have to throw you a pass for tonight. You wasn't the topic of conversation for tonight's show. But definitely you have to call back on Tuesday so Mr. Rikers can get at you when we have this conversation about sex and religion. Did I hear that right, Tack? He's going to be on Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
What time, 9:30? 9:30 to 11:30.
Yeah, so don't be in the Taurus getting your dick sucked in the dark alley with the seat back.
With the seat back, seat on the gangster lean.
Well, because you gave all the, didn't he give all the exact specifications of how this thing works in the whip? So don't have it at a 90 degree angle.
Yeah, I got to park
the windows a little bit.
But the windows is tinted out, so, you know, it's all right. I just need a dark block.
I need a, can you post a picture on Twitter of that Taurus? Or, you know what, DM it to me. I got to see what this Taurus look like, man, because you be getting mad acting in the Taurus. Like, the Taurus is like, yo, that's popping like a tour bus, like. Yo, bitch is getting the tourist. Like, my panties is wet. Let me pull my panties off, daddy. Let me just, let me give it to you because the tourist is just.
What
do you put on the seats? Like, what sort of moisturizer do you put on these seats in the tourist that make bitches' pussy get wet? Like, let me just suck his dick in the tourist because, damn, this shit is just like.
Well, the
toilet
always smells good inside. When they get inside, they be like, wow, it smells good in here.
Does the toilet smell like pussy?
No, the toilet smells like morning fresh air freshener.
Oh, okay. And then, so the morning fresh air freshener, the linen breeze is making bitches
mouth starts to salivate and shit. They be like, you know, or is it because you rolled up the windows and it be hot to the motherfucking man?
Mixed in with a clean car equals, you know, panties wet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's really, it's not so much, it's the car, but it's not so much the car, it's more of the person that's driving the car.
So, Evie, your dick is that fantastic that everybody and their mama, him, her, them, line up to suck it, right? Mm. Or your dick is that small that they be like, nigga, let me just swallow this right fast and hurry up and take your money.
No, it's not even about either or. It's not even about the money. It's just sometimes, now I'm not going to sit here and say, it's all like that. Yeah, there's situations where it's like, all right, you know what? I'm going to get this bread from you, and I'm going to give you this head, and we out. But a lot of times, female could just feel comfortable. I know, you know this plenty of times you've been with a dude in their car or in their crib, and you just felt like, man, comfortable with them. Well, you just be like, look, whatever. If this motherfucker told me stand on my head, I'll stand on my head. You know what I'm saying?
My dude, like, if I'm with my dude, like, yeah, then there's no limit. We could fuck in the car, outside the car, behind the car, around the car, on the street, wherever he wants to get it. Like, he could get it. He's got that, right? Like, it's nothing to me. Like, you take it.
Right.
I'm with it. But just some random dude or chick or whatever, like, I'm not going to be like, you know what? Let me just get it in right fast. On a continual basis, knowing the fact that, like, there's, like, a like, I just feel like I can't just be putting your dick in my mouth because you drive a Taurus. Like, that's not
but
what
it's not even about. It's not even about the Taurus, though. It's more about how I'm treating you that night. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, it's not about, okay, well, it's not about the Taurus. Like I said, it's not really about the car. What happens is, but if you...
So because you tell me I'm pretty tonight, I'm supposed to swallow your dick?
No.
In the morning?
What happens is that if I take out a female, the way I treat them, the way I make them feel, I'm driving them around, taking them to dinner or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We chilling, having a good time. We bugging out. And then, you know how it usually starts out with a hug, a kiss, and then, you know, touchy-feely. You know, and then it's like, all right, they pull the dick out, look at it, play with it, and it's more like, all right, yo, what you going to do with it? You going to sit there and jerk it, or you going to put it in your mouth? You know what I'm saying? But it's more, in some cases, it's been, well, yeah, they might have just jerked it or whatever. Then in some cases, well, all right, they put it in their mouth or whatever. You know?
So which do you prefer, pussy or head?
Huh? What you says we are?
What do you prefer, pussy or head?
I would prefer head. Because pussy, I mean, I know they say you can still catch something from orally, but you can catch a lot more shit from pussy. Like, you can't just be throwing your dick at everybody.
And you can't just be throwing your dick at everybody's mouth either.
That's true, but not saying
clearly
that
he learned that, Chop.
But at the same time, I also get hand jobs, too.
But he liked it.
I mean, what it comes down to, you know.
What it comes down to, Tone, is your ass is bisexual. Just go ahead and tell the damn truth.
I mean,
tell the truth, shame the devil.
But you know what, though? Hold on. I know there's guys that done called up the show and said their piece or whatever, but let's not make it seem like I'm the only guy in this whole
world. I'm not saying you're the only
world.
One.
Because
you're not the only
something.
One.
There's plenty of guys out there that won't admit to it. You know what I'm saying? There's probably hundreds, thousands of guys that have engaged with these people. You know what I mean? And they would not say it. But you know what? These motherfuckers won't be walking around the way they were. Unless guys were indulging with them on a daily basis.
And I'm not saying that you're the only one. And again, I've always respected you for the fact that you stood your ground, you stood up for what you believed in, and you was, you know what I'm saying, like you admitted it. I've always respected you for that, which I think I told you the very first night that I was introduced to you with this particular conversation. And I think we even had some men on the line as well who said the same thing. You know, they definitely gave you your props with regards to, you know, to respect for the fact that you stood your ground. Like, even though people called in and they criticized you, you weren't intimidated at all.
Like,
you stood your ground.
But your ass is
still bisexual, nigga. I don't care what you say.
I mean, you know what? That's your opinion, and I got to respect your opinion. That's how you feel. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that say that. If that's what it is, then that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, it's something that I just did. I mean, it's not like I woke up the next morning and was like, you know what? That's the route I'm going to go. I mean, how many females deal with females and think it was just something they did? You tell them, oh, well, you might be bisexual. And they'll sit there and say, nah, I'm not bisexual. It was just a moment in time. You know what I'm saying? It's just a moment. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's something that I did. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, that I'm going to walk around and brag about it. Like, yo, I got had to have a bang with this particular person. I mean, I don't walk the streets talking to people about it. I mean, that's my own little thing. You know what I'm saying? That's something that I do.
That doesn't mean it doesn't make your ass bisexual.
You right. But, I mean, you know, like I said.
If I had a chick over here right now while I was on the Chocolate City radio show getting my pussy ate by another bitch right now, and nobody knew about it because I kept putting y'all on mute every time I was about to come in her mouth, that doesn't mean I'm not bisexual. That just means that I didn't tell all of y'all about it.
Right. I feel you. I mean, like I said, you know, it's been cases where, you know, I would, like I said, the second time, like I said, I went to go see a particular person or whatever, you know, I found out, and it was like, you know what, it is what it is, you know what I'm saying, like, all right, whatever, you know. I'm a person that I live openly, you know what I'm saying, I'm not a judgmental person, you know what I'm saying, and not that I expect the world to be non-judgmental. Everybody has their opinion, you know. I don't have nothing against other religions, other people's beliefs. You know, everybody lives the way they live, you know. That's what makes the world so great. You know, that's what makes America so good. You can be who you want to be.
I don't give a fuck about nothing you talking to me about right now, Tom. Your ass is still bisexual. I don't care if it's in the Quran, if you meditate about it, the little fat ass Buddha. I don't care. You're bisexual. I don't care what religion, I don't care what country you go to. As a matter of fact, do you know that there are certain countries in Africa right now that are actually executing people for being gay, bisexual, or anything related to that nature? You're guilty by association.
If you walk the wrong
line,
because they feel like if you a witch, if you this, if you that, if you not a virgin, and all that stuff, they just crazy out there in them other countries. That's why I don't go to those other countries, because I don't have no business going out.
Because they string your ass up because you're bisexual. Just go ahead and say it.
It's not even about that.
If you say it, it'll probably make you feel so much better. As a matter of fact, I guarantee you that if you just openly admit the fact that you're bisexual, you'll probably bust a nut right now to feel so good.
Well, I mean, I probably bust a nut anyway, because y'all both sound sexy all the time. So. You know, I mean, and just seeing your pictures and all that stuff. So, I mean, my dick is always hard when I talk to y'all, regardless of that. You know, so that's besides the point.
So now, I guess with that being said, I have to ask you, Tom. So am I sexy because I'm sexy as a woman? And this is Jazzy, by the way. So am I sexy because I'm sexy as a woman, or am I sexy compared to that man that was sucking your dick? Because there's a difference. I need to know. Am I better than him sexy, or am I sexy because I'm a sexy-ass woman?
You're a sexy-ass woman, you know what I'm saying? I mean, don't get it wrong. I see a woman walking down the street that has a pretty nice body. Of course, you know, a nigga, she going to jump up or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? But that particular
person. But then also, if you see a transvestite walk by with some strong-ass jaws, your dick rising.
But nine times out of ten, you really can't tell, especially if it's at night.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So.
Now, have you ever taken one of these transvestites out to eat? Burger King, McDonald's?
Nope.
Olive Garden? Nothing?
Nope. Nope.
You brought the bitch a soda. Did you buy him a soda after he sucked your dick so he could get his throat back wet?
I mean, sometimes they'll ask for a couple of dollars, get them maybe something to eat or whatever the case may be, so I throw him a little dove, a couple of doves maybe or something.
But you ain't never been like, here, come on, baby, let me drive you around here while you...
Nah. Sometimes they have to
so
go
do you
in their
so, like. Okay, so let me just say, I like fucking niggas that are very vocal, okay? So I like my men to be vocal. So when I fuck you, I need for you to tell me how good the pussy feels. When I fuck you, I need you to ooh and ah and moan and groan and be all up in it, right? So same thing when I'm sucking your dick, right? Like, I need for you to be like, damn, baby, this is good. Let me know when I'm doing it right, right? Let me know what it is, right? So call me names, do all sorts of nasty little things to me. So my question for you would be, when you're getting your dick sex, do you sound like that? Are you like that? Like, are you moaning and groaning and telling me how good it is? Are you doing all of those things?
Well, I might be moaning, but I'm not like talking about it, because I'm usually kind of quiet when it feels
good. Because I
like
my men when they like, damn, baby, that feels good. Like, damn, you sucking my dick good. So do you say that to them? Are you like, damn, baby, you sucking my dick good?
Yeah, I do.
So that's baby. So then that makes your ass bisexual tone. You about, man.
Is that what you say? But I'm saying, though, I'm calling what I thought was a woman.
But the second time.
Well, the second time, I was just like more in shock. So I ain't had time
you
to talk.
You
were
so in shock you
like,
pulled your dick out and let him suck it?
Huh?
You were so in shock that you just said, you know what, I'm so in shock. Let me just pull my dick out and let you suck it until I get my thoughts together.
But I was amazed that something like that caught me so off guard and gave head so well. That's really what amazed me. Cause I never
can I just say something? If you tell the truth, your pussy rate will probably shoot up 10%. Tell the truth and say you're bisexual. Because you know why this won't happen? I guarantee you that the moment you say, you know what, I'm bisexual because I'm real confused. I had a bad experience with a woman. She ain't sucked my dick right. She almost bit my nuts off. You know what I'm saying? She didn't know what to do with the dick when I gave it to her. I guarantee your pussy rate will shoot up 10% because there's going to be bitches out there that swear that they could fuck you back the other way. So you might as well just go ahead and tell the truth. Get your pussy rate up.
You trying to G me into this, man. You sound good when you talk.
I'm telling you what I know. They don't be like, this sexy motherfucker right here. I'm about to fuck this nigga's face off. I'll bet you his ass won't be gay
anymore. But like I said.
That's
like
some
I
shit
said,
that I.
Regardless of the fact, even way before I got into that situation with that person, I always said that females like that didn't give good head since high school. Like, there was girls when I was in high school that they was all right, you know, college years. You know what I'm saying? I'm 35 years old. You know what I'm saying? This happened to me, the first time that ever happened to me with this particular kind of person was maybe about 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like it's something that's been going on for years, you know? So
I hear you.
But, you know, throughout the years, I mean.
Have you really entertained me?
Huh?
Y'all have really entertained me?
But I have to say, Tone, I really do love your attitude, your personality, and I love your honesty. And most of all, I love your support of me and Michelle and my co-host. I know sometimes it can be rough, but you be riding the fuck out of the chocolate wave.
Now, I appreciate it. Thank you, ladies. You ladies are so welcome. I appreciate y'all letting me, you know, air myself out on here and all that. And like I said, you know, it's what I did. And Jazzy, you feel like I'm bi, then I'm, you know, that's how you feel I'm bi. I mean, that's how you feel.
I mean, that's just, you know. But like I said, I love you anyway.
I love you too, lady. I love both of y'all. Y'all mad cool. And I will hope to meet y'all maybe one day in person. Y'all in the New York City area.
Hell no, you're not going to trap me in a tourist and try to have me sucking your dick. No thanks.
That's what I think. I'm not gonna sit here and brag, but I ain't gotta force no woman to give me head. My swag is smooth.
I'm just saying,
like that.
You probably don't. The tourist probably just does all the work. It's like what was Knight Rider's car? Remember that movie Knight Rider?
Oh, shit.
When the the car just started talking to you like, bitch, take your panties off.
That one turned you on, though. You got into a guy's car, and the fucking GPS voice is a dude, and he just starts talking to you, be like, you know you want this pussy lit. You know you just got to slide them panties off.
I'll be like, oh, shit, where you want me to put my pussy lips? The AC on the shift gear? Like, how you want it?
Like, just put the seat back at 60 degrees and open your legs.
I'm be like, you know what? Let me ask Big Tone, because he has all the exact measurements. Let me ask him how do we make this pop off real fast.
You just put the seat.
Anyway,
Tom. The seat, though.
Tom, DM me your DM me your email address so that I can send you a catalog, since my website is not yet developed, so that you can order some toys the next time you decide to go outside and play.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I do need some Benoit balls.
Did you get in touch with Did you get in Jazzy? Did you get in touch with whatchamacallit? With
I did
Cannon?
Not have the opportunity to hit him up. This has been a very hectic week, but I'm definitely trying to link up with him and kind of make that pop off. I'm really excited about taking my business to the next level. So I'm trying to see if whether or not I could get a Chop Mommy video on there, like have her demonstrating what it's like to, you know, like a head tutorial or something, because I know she put that video on her blog, so
we're
going to have
a
how-to guide.
I just want to say one thing. I tell you what, if y'all ever in the New York City area, I would love to take y'all out to dinner, and y'all could film, and you could talk about whatever at dinner. And we can have a nice little sit down.
You're not
going
to take me to no cheap ass McDonald's, are you?
Nah, I'll take you
I need a really nice
Factory.
Restaurant, Tom. You're going to have
we
to
go,
save your pennies
go,
up for this one.
We go to Cheesecake Factory. We go whatever, boo. I eat good. I'm not big.
Okay, so tell them chicks that be sucking you off for a few bucks that you're going to have to save your money so you can't be giving them all your dough anymore.
Nah, I'm taking you out.
Yeah, plus you're about to buy a pair of my panties. We good.
Yeah, I'm buying chocolate panties, and maybe I could buy your panties also. I'll take both of y'all panty shopping.
You could just take the panties I have on right now.
Yeah, what kind of panties you got, boo?
I mean, as a matter of fact, I really don't have any on, but I could definitely put some on, and then you could just take those.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I have a panty fetish, too. That's another one of my little fetishes.
Well, I have a whole fetish line that I'm about to send you when you DM me your email address. And if you don't buy anything, I'm going to definitely put you on blast the next show. So you better make sure you get your little bucks up, man.
Yeah, no doubt. I got you. I see what you got going on up there.
Matter of fact, y'all look out on Twitter, because I might, tomorrow I might have my Saturday mix show, where I be playing just mixes from different DJs and shit like that. If I do it this Saturday, I'm most definitely going to start it next Saturday, when I, like, around Saturday evening or Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Well, Chocolate, you know you can always BBM me, whatever you got going on, and hit me on Twitter or whatever the case may be. You know.
I will.
Yep. But that's what it is. It's another Friday night. Just sitting back chilling.
You're about to go get your dick sucked right now, aren't you, Tom?
Nah.
Yes, you are. You putting on your Tims right now. Like, let me just go get fresh right back.
No, I don't wear Tims. I don't really wear boots. I wear Jordans, Uptown, you know, Air Force Ones.
Oh, shit. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, Jordans, Air Force Ones, you know, Air Max, stuff like that, jeans, polo. That's an everyday wear.
Is that so you can feel light on your feet, like so that it takes the weight from off of your feet and maybe brings that up through your nuts and down the shaft of your dick? Like, does it bring pressure?
Well, the pressure, once it shoots out my dick, that's all the pressure right there, because I come a lot anyway. So
You're a comer.
I got the protein shake.
Now, do you kiss her after she comes? Like, do you kiss her in the mouth after
nope.
she swallows?
Nope.
Why? That's your milkshake. That's your protein. Take it back.
Nah.
It's yours. It belongs to you.
Nah. But
no.
There's been other milkshakes in there too.
Well, shit, your dick been in other people's mouths too. So what you saying?
Oh man.
You know what? I'm not fucking with y'all. Get the hell off my radio show. I gotta check in before I go to bed.
Yep.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
I feel you. IJS. I'm just saying. IJS.
Get the fuck off the air. Because I'm sleeping and I'm going to check in before 12 o'clock.
Alright.
Well, it's been real.
Yeah, I'm about to be off this myself.
Radio show. Now, make sure you DM her your information.
All right, I will.
All right.
All right. Good night.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.